In terms of HCI, one of the people that are, when they're practitioners of HCI, what they struggle is how to sell the value of usability. Why do it? Why concern yourself with the usability of tools? And maybe for you this is an obvious question as users of it, but when you're in an organization that's designing software and maybe resources are limited, the question is where should we put our resources? So there's a low road to selling usability, which goes like, you know, it will help you to reduce development and support costs, because if you get it right sooner rather than later, you have less to redo. You might have made fewer commitments in terms of specific software having been written that has to be rewritten and so on. And maybe another way to sell it is to point to the successes of competitors. Those who have put usability as core to their product strategy might be more successful in acquiring users than, let's say, another company. The high road is it leads to a greater quality and user satisfaction, and well-designed user interfaces lead to shorter learning times and lower error rates. So more satisfied users will maybe spread the word, will enroll other people to acquire or use the tool. People have also done business case studies, and Karat at IBM has reported that there's a $100 payoff for every $1 spent on usability. So you get 100 times your money's worth back if you invest in usability. However, in order to make usability a core value of an organization and be part continuously of the development process, management needs to support it. It needs to also have top-level support in order to become part of how things are done. If you look at major organizations like Microsoft, usability is now part of all of what they do, and people are involved in giving feedback even already at an early stage, so that early on certain user issues can be addressed.